Well, okay. First of all, your feelings about becoming a New England Patriot?
Unbelievable. You know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, honestly. You know, it's a dream come true. Being the best program in the National Football League, and best organization, should I say, and great ownership, great coaching, great locker room. You know, I'm excited.
What's the last week been like for you?
It's been a whirlwind. You know, just hearing my name called, you know, it has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid and first picked up a football. And just to know, you know, my hard work paying off and to have Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft, you know, see something in me to want to give me an opportunity to come make this football team better, it means the world to me.
Osiris, a lot different getting ready for the draft than it is getting ready to play for a team. What sort of advice has the coaching staff given you in that regard, how things are going to change a bit now?
You know, it's just time to play football now. It's time to get ready to come out here and win games. You know, it's no more running around in tights and running 40s and stuff like that. You know, it's time to put back on the pads and get after it. So I can't wait.
What do you think you bring to New England?
You know, I think I just bring a versatile playmaker, you know, a competitor, a smart player, and a team-first guy always. You know, I just want to do anything I can to help this team win games and get another Super Bowl.
Robert said that football means everything to you, Cyrus.
Yes.
And I'm just curious, obviously football means everything to Bill and everybody that plays for Belichick here. Just wondering how you're going to go about proving yourself here to Bill.
You know, like you said, I mean, football is everything to me. You know, I eat, sleep, and breathe it. I couldn't imagine doing anything else, you know. But my plan is just to come in here, be humble, work hard from day one, and earn the respect of the veterans in the locker room, and earn the trust of my coaches. And like I said before, you know, get out there with any opportunity that I'm given and make the best of it to try to make this team better.
Cyrus, what do you know about the history of the number 24 here with the Patriots?
Definitely a lot of history. You know, guys like Ty Law, Darrell Revis, great defensive backs and great players. You know, two of the greatest players to ever step foot in the National Football League. And, you know, it's definitely a legacy behind the number, and I want to make my own legacy with the number.
What did you know at all about Ty? Now, when he was playing, you were a lot younger.
Yeah.
So is that sort of something you're just sort of coming, you know, to learn about with him?
Nah, I knew who Ty Law was before I came here and watched him as a young kid, you know, still trying to learn the game. But definitely remember watching him make a lot of plays on TV.
In your short time here, have you seen similarities between Nick's program and the Bill program?
Definitely. Before I came here and going through the draft process, you know, and also knowing Coach Saban and Coach Belichick's relationship, had Coach Saban having coached under him prior to going to Alabama, you know, I knew there were similarities, and our program is based a lot on what they do here. So I was expecting, you know, it to be program, you know, based on discipline and principles similar to that, and just hard working, blue collar type atmosphere. So I was excited for it.
Do you think you can come in here and help on special teams right away in a punt return?
Definitely, you know, definitely. Special teams is a key part of the game, and you know, I'm a punt returner. You know, I enjoy that. That's one of the things I love most about playing football. I love having the ball in my hands and just being able to make a play for my team, so I'm looking forward to being back there returning.
When'd you get up here, Cyrus? When'd you get up here?
I got up here on Thursday.
Did you pick up the suit when you got here? Did you pick up the suit during the draft?
I already had it. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You got up here Thursday, so this is, you haven't had a real indoctrination into the weather.
Yeah.
This is the first time the sun's been out in a week.
Exactly. You know, it's pretty nice right now. I wish I could stay out here.
Cyrus, how much of an influence was your father? I know he had a pretty good athletic career, too, when he was growing up.
Yeah, I mean, my father, you know, he was my first role model, my first coach. Although I never actually played for him, I call him my first coach because he was just the one who, you know, instilled a lot of values that got me to this point. He guided me in the right direction. He was the first one to put the ball in my hands and introduced me to the game that I love.
Would you say you got that competitive edge from him, from your family?
Definitely. I think my dad's very competitive, but I think I'm a different type of competitor than he is. You know, he's more quiet and laid back. He was a basketball player, so I'm going to say on the court, but on the field, you know, I'm I'm more intense, very highly competitive, and but I definitely say I got my first sense of just being a competitor from my dad.
Cyrus, have you had a chance to talk to Dante, and has he given you any advice about what to expect going from the Saban Bama program to here?
I haven't actually talked to him yet. I just asked somebody, where was he? You know, I'm pretty sure he'll tell me the same things I've already been hearing. You know, just the similarities from Alabama. And it just being that type of environment where you just got to come in, you know, earn the respect of the veterans in the locker room and just do your job and wait for your number to be called.
What do you know about Tom Brady? And now you get a chance to play defense against him in practice.
Yes, sir. I grew up a Ravens fan, so anytime we played the Patriots, I definitely was scared of Tom Brady. But, obviously, you know, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to step foot into this league, and I'm just honored to be a part of his team. He's a winner, and, you know, everybody likes winning, and I consider myself a winner, so I'm looking forward to, you know, working with him and trying to get to another Super Bowl and win.
Sorry, Cyrus. You said you showed up yesterday. I'm not sure what time. Have you gotten to meet anybody actually, or did you just come in last night and you're here today?
I haven't met many people. I got in around 12 yesterday, but it was a whirlwind yesterday. We were, you know, signing paperwork and things like that, meeting all the coaches, setting meetings. So I met some of the players, but not many of them.
I got a question about social media, just in general. I know Clampy's pretty busy out there. And you hear the conversation and have interacted with fans. In your past, what's your general philosophy as you come to this team, which is very strict about things? Yeah. How do you approach it?
You know, social media is one of those things where you got to, you know, control and just discipline yourself, you know, to not pay too much attention to it. As you get older, people tend to stray away from social media, and I'm already starting to, at least trying to, and just being more aware of what I put out there and, you know, knowing that I can't respond to everything somebody says. So, I mean, that's definitely something that myself and fellow rookies just got to understand, that we got to be responsible in that aspect, that we're not only, you know, representing ourselves but our families in this organization.
It's a minefield. I mean, we saw everything that happened last week. It's a real minefield for you.
Yes, sir. It's definitely something that you can get sucked into, and it can be a negative thing, but the best thing to do is try to, you know, monitor it and help use it for positivity.
Cyrus, you're a player that plays with a chip on your shoulder. A lot of guys here in Foxborough are also the same way. How does that mental makeup, it's just, how is that a huge part of your game?
You know, I think it's motivation. You know, anytime I hear somebody say I can't do something, or I hear any type of negativity towards my game, or anybody doubting me, you know, it just motivates me to go out there and prove them wrong, and, you know, let my play do the talking on the field. You know, it elevates me to another level, I think. And anytime you can use negativity from the outside, and as also your internal, you know, self-motivation, it only can make you better.
Guys, I have to grab him. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.